Deuteronomy 7:2 mentions seven groups of people, right? Groups of people. The Hittites, Gershites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. The Hittites is the one that owned Israel before God sent his people there. You can read about that in Joshua chapter 1, verse 3, where is the land of the Hittites. We've been looking at these three spirits so far. We looked at the Hittites, Gershites, and Amorites. Now we're up to the Canaanites, which is probably the one that's most familiar with most Christians. It's that one, the most familiar with most Christians. And they are really in the scriptures. I mean, they are really in the scriptures. So it's going to take a few days for us to get the teaching into you, okay? It's going to take a few days for us, probably in the next week. But that's okay. That's all right. Now, when you look at the Canaanites, that's our focus. Remember, these are people and groups that are gone. I don't think there's any Gershites out there. But the spirit that was behind these evil people, that exists. And you see that as you are looking at this and studying this. Excuse me. So let's look at the Canaanites. Their name means lowlands. They're the lowlands people. They're people of the earth and ground. You'll see what I meant by that. They're low earthly passions. Okay, that's where they are. And you'll see modern day here. Addiction, sexual perversion. Okay? That's their calling card. Addiction and sexual perversion. How do you know? Well, Jamie says the Bible tells me so. Now, I want us to go to Genesis chapter 10, verse 19. Genesis chapter 10, verse 19. Gives us some insight about these individuals. All right, if you back up just a few verses, and I'm going to do that like I did yesterday, you see a group of names, just names, towns, family names, and you can look at those names, and they go all the way up to chapter 10, verse 1, generations of Noah. See, there you go. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And you can go down and were sons born after the flood. And it tells you, verse 2, verse 3, verse 4, verse 5, verse 6, 7, 8. And then Nimrod comes up in verse 8. Nimrod. Mighty one before the Lord, mighty hunter before God. That had nothing to do. He was operation in evil. And then verse 10, there's Babel, the kingdom of Babel, Tower of Babel. Keep going. 11, then 12, and 13, and 14, all these names. Most of them, no one looks at. We just don't look at these names. We just don't. But we should, because they're important. Great study. I've done names in the Bible. I did a whole passage over in Chronicles where they have 9 chapters of nothing but names. And those historical names will tell you what was the backstory, what was going on. And then in verse 16, there's the Jebusite, there's the Amorite, and there's the Gishite right there. Now, look at this, all right, look at this. In verse 19, now, look at the Canaanite cities. And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon. Remember Jesus talked about Sidon? And thou comest unto Gera, unto Gaza. Have you heard that term recently? Have you heard the term Gaza? Thou goest unto Sodom and Gomorrah. Have you heard that before? See, the Canaanite cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. Right. There you go. And Gaza, you heard that? Sure you have. Sure you have. Every day, they just killed people. That's what they do. Evil. Canaanites, earthly. Then let's go to Genesis 13. Genesis 13. And look at verse 12 and 13. Genesis 13, 12 and 13. All right, Abraham, now we know, is passing through. He's going to where God told him to go. And then the verse 12 said, Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom. All right, now, look at 13. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. See that? Exceedingly. They operate people emotions. See, they shut off minds. That's what you're seeing today. You're seeing that type of spirit today. That's right. Because the spirit today has, you talk to these people, oh, I don't want to hear it. No. You know, we can live the way we want to live, do what we want to do, act the way we want to act. No. And the judgments have been sealed. They just won't listen. Now, their state of mind is, hey, let me tell you something. You can't tell me what to do. I'm a free this and that. Okay. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You're seeing the Canaanite spirit in operation today. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's look at verse 13. Look at this. All right. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Here's 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 15. But he that is spiritual, notice the difference, judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. And then 60. For whom hath known the mind of the Lord, and he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. Now, I'll put two passages together. So go to Romans chapter 2. You go to Romans chapter 2 and look at verse 15 and 16. Romans chapter 2. 15 and 16. We'll put this together in a normal minute. 15, look what it says. Which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the mean while accusing or else excusing one another. Wow. 16, look at this. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Wow. You see, when you look what's going on, see, people say, well, certain vices are normal. These are normal behaviors, and they're not. They're not normal behaviors. These groups, they're not normal. That's not the way God intended them to be. All these groups with all these names, LBGK, X with plus plus, whatever they are, that's not normal. That's not normal. That's not a normal thing. It's everybody does it. It's like everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. We're all getting involved in this because that's what we do. That's the Canaanite spirit. That's what that is. Alcoholism, you know, normal. Drugs, normal. Let's make marijuana legal so we can create legality and protect those that want to get blown out on marijuana and then drive their car. So we'll create a law that it will be legalized to protect them and let them just blow their mind on all this stuff. Everybody's doing it. See, because judgment has been shut off. Inhibition has departed. It's in our face. We have to realize that. This stuff is being thrown down at us and shoved in our face. That's why they have parades. That's why they do this. That's why they go to schools. And by the way, what a tragedy that happened yesterday in that high school. What a tragedy there. And may God help that community. What a tragedy. See that spirit in operation. Spirit in operation. Inhibition just departs. Spirits of carnal access and excessiveness, and that's what's happening. That's Canaanite. Just absolutely excessive. Absolutely excessive. And that's what's going on. Now, what's interesting, let me show you something if I can. Let me go back to a passage of scripture. No, let me do this in Ephesians first, then I'll go back. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, that's your head on a swivel, not as fools, but as wise. Why? Redeeming the time, because the days are what? Evil. You don't think that was evil yesterday? 17. Look at this. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of God is. 18. Be not drunk with wine, we're in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, let me go back to Genesis 13 for a moment, if I can. Genesis 13 for a moment. And let's look at verse 10 through 13. But before that happens, we're going to go up the page a little bit. And we're going to show you something and get some context of what we're teaching here. In verse number 1 of Genesis 13, Abram goes up to Egypt and they split. They head up, and then in verse 2, Abram was very rich in cattle, silver, and gold, and they went south toward Bethel. This is 3. And they placed their tent at the beginning in Bethel, house of God, right? And unto the place of the altar which he made there at the first, there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. All right? Now, 5. Lot went with Abraham, and he's being blessed because of Uncle Abraham. He has flocks and herds and tents, and he's being blessed too because of Abraham. Then in verse 6, the land became very, very, very inadequate for the amount of herds they had, livestock. So the land was incapable of producing enough grass and that type thing to feed the animals. So they said, we cannot live here. So the cattle herdsmen of both Abram and Lot gets into a fight. Look at this. Who's dwelling in the land? The Canaanites are dwelling there too. And the Perizzites, we'll leave that for later, okay? Another time. So Abram says, listen, in verse 8, let there be no strife. We just can't operate like this. So in verse 9, he says, listen, the whole land's before you. If you go to the left, right, whatever which way you go, I'll go opposite. Now, Here's what I want you to see this. Verse 10. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan that was well watered everywhere. So it looks good, right? Yeah. Before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, Eden, right? Like the land of Egypt that cometh unto Zoar. Now I want you to see something. See the word plain of Jordan? In our mind, it's like a flat plain, full of grass, full of beautiful flowers, plenty of room, water, etc. You know what the word plain, P-L-I-N, means in that passage? It means to whirl or to dance. So the passage actually reads like this. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all of the whirling and dancing of Jordan. The cities of the plain were cities of dancing. That's right. Cities of dancing. Now, Lot, in verse 11, goes toward the city that is in the plain, Jordan, and Abraham goes to the land of Canaan. All right, now, if you go to a passage in Exodus chapter 32, you're going to see something that's really interesting. And go to verse 5 and 6. See, you put this all together. In that plain, in that area, what happens? Well, Moses is up on the hill on Mount Sinai. He's getting the Ten Commandments. Down below, the people are rebelling against him. Tells Aaron, they say, Aaron, hey, make us a god. Go before us. And the Moses that's out there, we don't know what happened to him. He's up on the hill somewhere. We don't know what, alive or dead. So in verse 2, Aaron gets the golden earrings. He says, put the earrings off your wives' ears, your sons, your daughters, and bring them unto me. So, verse 3, they give them to him. Now, in verse 4, he decides that he's going to melt all this stuff down. He gets a graving tool. He creates a calf. And he tells Israel, this is your gods, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Verse 5 tells us, Aaron sees it. He builds an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. Now, in 6, they rise up in the morning. They offer burnt offerings, peace offerings. They sit down and have a banquet. They drink and they rose up to play. See that? See that right there? Now, if you go down in the same passage and go down to verse 19, notice this. Moses comes down the hill and he comes into the camp. He sees the calf and the what? Dancing. Dancing in the flesh. Because that's what they were doing. Moses gets angry, takes the tables, breaks them. He takes the calf in 20. He melts it down, grinds it up, puts it in water, and has the children of Israel to drink it. Now, dancing in the flesh, it was access. It was lasciviousness. If anybody liked to dance, it was Israel. Israel enjoyed dancing. But what was happening, it was becoming self-indulgent. That's what the Canaanite spirit does. The Canaanite spirit generates self-indulgence. Now, we know the word calf. The word calf means to revolve in that passage. Dancing around the calf. Dancing around the calf. So they're dancing around the calf, dancing, having a good time, lasciviousness. When it says rose up to play, that's sexual. That's just not playing a game. Rose up to play is sexuality. That's exactly what's happening today. Exactly what's happening today. Do your own thing. Go your own way. Live your own life. Have as much action in the sexual realm as you wish. That's what it means. They rose up to play. That's what they were doing. That's the Canaanite spirit. Don't you see that? Don't you see what's going on here? That's the calling card of the Canaanites. You're going to see more and more of this as we look more and more at the Canaanites. You see, they're dancing around a bull, young bull. Now, I want you to think about a young bull, all right, mature here, and think of pure mind here. Think of the body part of a young bull that generates activity. That's what it means. Rose up to play. They're dancing around. They're running excessively. They're going wild. That's why when Moses saw this in verse 19, his anger waxed hot. That's what he saw. He saw the calf, the dancing, the activity physically. That's what happened. That's what occurred. You see, involving the mind, the canine spirits involving the brain. And the spirit shuts down a person's mind. That's what it does. That's what it does. It just shuts down a person's mind. That's what it does. We don't have time to open up the rest of this chapter. You may want to read it. But that is what this spirit does. It shuts down a person. It just makes them go into the fleshly realm. Makes them go into lasciviousness and wildness and doing what they want to do. Canaanite spirit exists today and happens now. It's going on every day. And if you don't think it is, perhaps this teaching will open up your thinking and your eyes spiritually. Learn to look at things spiritually.